evening and welcome to the regular meeting of the Board of Directors of the Ambrose Recreation Park District. Opening ceremonies. Roll call, please.
Director Garcia.
Present.
Director Hoagland.
Present.
Director Lopez Garcia.
Here.
Director Torlakson.
Here.
And let the record show, Director Hudson is absent.
Thank you. I would like to request our newly retired administrative... Assistant, what is her official name? I forget now.
Senior accountant.
Sorry, newly retired senior accountant, to lead us with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And I apologize, I should have known that. Okay, I need a motion to approve the agenda as presented.
I second it.
Okay, we have a motion and a second.
Okay, Director Garcia.
Aye.
Director Hoagland.
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia.
Aye.
Director Torlakson.
Aye.
Let the record show, Director Hudson is absent.
Thank you. The consent calendar is composed of routine items of business and will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item.
Madam Chair, I move the consent calendar is presented.
Actually, I'm sorry. I do want to have a correction to the minutes, which is letter A. So, unless there's anything else, okay, we'd like to have a motion to approve all the other items on the agenda except for letter A.
I would like to make the motion.
Okay.
No, second.
Okay. We have a motion?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to, we need a second.
You need a second,
I'll
then
second
you
need, it. Okay.
Now you need to approve the consent calendar. Items B, C, and D.
Right.
B, C, and D.
Okay. Director Garcia.
Aye.
Director Hoagland.
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia.
Aye.
Director Torlakson.
Aye.
And let the record show, Director Hudson is absent.
I just wanted to move the minutes out, which is letter A under number 12, committee reports. It says Director Torlakson said that she enjoyed the extravaganza and some of the people who would be back to the Spring Derby. Actually, it's to the unity and community. And also that there was another comment about the name of the East County Regional Group. I think it was Director Hudson who said that, not myself. So just those two. Okay. I want to make sure that she's given credit for giving that. I don't know which part it is.
Neither do I.
Did you find it?
Yeah.
It's under, I think, I don't know where that is, but anyway. Okay, so that's my motion. That's my change.
Oh, I got it. Yes.
You found it?
Yes.
Okay.
Move item A of the consent calendar.
Yes. Take changes to item A.
And then I move item A on the consent calendar.
Okay. Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hoagland?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Let the record show, Director Hudson is absent.
We have no presentations at this time, and we're going to the General Manager's report.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just wanted to report, I did let you know that we were having a car show at Ambrose Park on May 26th. That event was, although the weather didn't cooperate with us as well as we should have, it was an outstanding event, very well organized, very well attended despite the weather. It was a pleasure dealing with this particular group, in particular with Roberto Landa, who is in the audience with us here, who did an outstanding job with logistics and working with our staff. As you know, this was a rather large event. Their volunteer efforts included striping the upper parking lot, cleaning the tennis court and basketball area. They moved a post for us, and they generally left the whole area very clean. It was a very welcomed event, very successful event, and we look forward to working with him in the future. Again, thank you very much, Roberto. Really appreciate working with you. And Alfredo worked very closely with him in making this event as successful as it was. So very well done, and kudos to them. We had the trees pruned at Lynbrook and Anuta Park. As you know, we've had this tree maintenance program in place for quite some time, and we're moving right along. Our next projects are going to be Hickory Meadows, Boger, and Viewpoint, and then we'll move on to the bigger parks. So I think if you go out to those parks, you'll notice a difference in the foliage out there. We unfortunately had some graffiti at Ambrose Park restrooms. I don't usually report all of this, but this has required some tenacity on the perpetrators' part. They worked on the locks and worked on the locks for some time until they were broken into, and they were broken into in the upper restrooms and the back of the lower restrooms. We suspect at the back of the lower restrooms they were again looking to steal copper. Most of the copper's already been taken, so there's minimal there for them to get. But I just wanted to let the board know that we took care of the graffiti right away and had to manage that break-in. And just so you know, and we try to share with the public as much as we can, we do the best we can with the resources that we have available to us. And when something like this happens, we have to pull resources from their regular duties just to take care of this immediately. So sometimes, especially on, you know, a weekday, particularly on Mondays and Tuesdays, the early parts of the week, we have to defer maintenance at the other playgrounds, picking up the litter and stuff like that. So it happens, and we're happy to, if we ever get complaints, to let the public know that's really what's come up. So kudos to the staff again, Alfredo and his crew, for doing a great job in taking care of that situation. No news is good news, and I have no news about the purchase sales agreement. It's moving on for the Clearland property. There were just a couple of questions that were asked by our real estate agent, but for the most part, things are in the 90-day due diligence period, and like I say again, no news is good news for that particular sales. I had a meeting with Supervisor Glover, members of the First Five, and the City of Pittsburgh. As I had mentioned, the subject matter was twofold. It was the restrooms and the $50,000 Kaiser grant. Supervisor Glover was informed of both projects, and we discussed those. I think it was clear that Supervisor Glover of the City of Pittsburgh and me representing the district stated that the elected officials, the board of directors, our board of directors and the city councils for the City of Pittsburgh have not made any decisions about this project whatsoever. We're getting out ahead of this pretty early. As the board had indicated again some 4 years ago, their strategy was to possibly consider replacing the restrooms with monies available through three different sources, two of which would be development projects and one would be the sale of Clearland property. We know that the one of those projects is in fruition now. We've made a request for the funds. And just to remind the board, and I think the board is well aware of this, when monies are collected on projects within the district's boundaries, via the settlement agreement of a few years ago, those are directed towards the district. We don't have to request those in terms of weighing whether the project is worthy or not. We need to make the request for those just out of policy from what the settlement agreement has indicated. So those are the district's funds, and the district is limited to the use of those. Those cannot be used for park maintenance They can't be used for staffing. They're specifically for the purpose of improving parks and adding park amenities to offset the demand by a greater population of people moving in, and that's why they pay the park impact fees. So we're waiting for those. We don't have those in hand. Once we get the park impact fees, then it's up to the board to decide to do what they are most interested in doing. We talk about the restrooms as one of the things it's been in conversation. Most of these people are here for the park improvements at Ambrose, but as I said, the district has been discussing this for quite some time, and nothing has been formulated yet. I'm working with the city of Pittsburgh in anticipation of putting this project together to present to the council for council consideration. That would require an MOU, as much a memorandum of understanding, similar to the one that we had with the city of Pittsburgh for the pool project. This would allow the district to partner with the city of Pittsburgh and use their public works resources in the oversight of this project. And it actually, in partnering with the city of Pittsburgh, it no longer necessitates the district in hiring a consultant to do that work. And so there are some savings realized for that. You know, without the memorandum of understanding, naturally the cost of the project would go up, and that's something that the district would need to consider also. So we're trying to get our ducks in order here. First thing, get the check for the impact fees. We don't have that yet. Secondly, is to see if the electeds from both the city council and the board of directors would be interested in approving a memorandum of understanding and actually approving that. At that point, the project can start moving forward, and we would define exactly what that means. And you know that there's a few components of the project. There's one is the restroom itself, and as noted, we have been working with RomTech, who provided the restroom for the pool. So we've entertained using the company again. They belong to California Multiple Awards, and so the bidding process has already been vetted by the state, and we're allowed to take price the restroom with them. Also, there's demolition of the existing restroom. We have to make sure that the area is prepped for them to come in and pour a pad. So we have utilities within, I can't remember, 25 feet of the site itself. There's permits, plans and specs, and there's ADA access from the parking lot to the new facility. So there's a number of things that have to be addressed before we can actually put the project in. Of course, it'll come to the board for review, comments, and approval or consideration of approval eventually. And again, Supervisor Glover and the city of Pittsburgh is well aware that our conversation was preceding to any action that by the board or their city council, and that ultimately this body is the one that approves whether that project goes forward or not. So we're in preparation for making a staff report about that. Prop 68 update, the overlay that we have for this particular site, which didn't exist, now exists, and I actually turned that in to our grant writer as part of the grant application packet. So we have the overlays for all three sites, Anuta, Lynbrook, and Ambrose Center Park. So we're moving forward with that. I will be hosting a workshop with the teens tomorrow, and what we'll be doing as part of the community outreach is looking for the input of our young people for the particular projects that we have put forth. So that'll be meeting with Randy and his members, and also the Bay Point Youth Academy will be present. So we'll be getting some valuable feedback about all three projects tomorrow. I will have that documented and prepared for the grant application. The pool is doing well, you can imagine, with the heat wave that we had. There were quite a few people in our pool. It's just, the program is growing, and that's a really good thing because we need as much revenue as we can to offset the cost. As you know, that we're at about $60,000 in funds for that, aside from the revenues that we have. So it's being subsidized by the general fund. But we've sold 110 season, well, we've issued 110 season passes to this point, which equals all of last year. It's actually 110 plus the 90 that we'll be able to give away as part of a grant. So we'll be up to 190, 180, 190 passes. So, and then we had, let's see the numbers. We've got quite a few attendees over the first 12 days. It looks like north of 1,200 people have been in the pool so far. So it's really good news. And of course, the snack bar still does very, very well, even though it's makeshift. And you can see the importance of adding that component to the proposed restroom, how that's going to serve both the park and the pool. And it's something that's very well used. We have 5 rentals. This is the first year that we've been able to offer private rentals. And we have 5 of those, which is great news again. Of 20 kids signed up for water polo. From that, they're going to try to create a junior water polo program. Some of the other classes that we have coming up, hip hop has 22 youth signed up for it, which is great. The July basketball camp is full. That's a popular camp every year. The swim lessons we just completed on an abbreviated schedule, waiting for the full schedule to come up, they were full. And the June 17th through 27 swim lessons has 120 kids in that enrolled in that program. So just doing a really outstanding job, Lori and her staff, in providing the aquatics program and some of the other programs that I did mention. And finally, I would just like to take this opportunity to let the board know and the community know that this is Mary Jane's last board meeting. Mary Jane has been with the district for nearly 30 years, and as you guys are well aware of, she's done an outstanding job. And I'd just like to take this moment to recognize Mary Jane and her contribution, her valuable contribution for the entire years that she's been here. Particularly thankful for the 5 years, almost six years I've been here. She has been just a wonderful resource for me and has made my job so much easier. And she's such a, been a valued part of this district and this community for so many years. And you guys know how much I rely on her. You know how much you rely on her. And the public needs to be aware of what an outstanding employee she has been. And I'm going to miss her. I know she's just a little bit away, but she's just been wonderful, and I do believe the board has something to present to her. But anyway, I want to say on behalf of the entire district, thank you so much. And with that, that concludes my report.
Any questions from the board?
Can I have the same thing? We're going to miss you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for all those years of service. And like Doug said, you've been great to have here. So, yeah, your new replacement, yes. And we will treat her well.
Thanks.
Please.
She will treat you well, too.
And I hope you're just a phone call away, right?
Oh, yeah. She already knows.
I know.
I would like to say thank you to this board and Doug, and for all the years I've been here, and the last 6 years, and since we've had this board, we have accomplished so much. And one of the nicest periods in the whole 30 years I've been here. Thank you so much.
I agree with that. Thank you, Mary Jane. I do have a question on the impact fees. What is the estimated amount of we are expecting?
The estimated amount is $386,000. The project itself is going to be in the neighborhood of $500,000. It's going to require the board to use up the $100,000 that it had loosely earmarked for the project. It will probably take every bit of that and maybe a bit more, but anyway, that's just a preview of something. I haven't crunched the numbers, but in answering your question, generally speaking, that's the money that we're looking at. That's the guesstimate, yes.
Thank you very much. Okay, moving along. Legal counsel report, an update on the rejection claim submitted?
Yes.
April 5.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to read this into the record. This is from our general counsel, Kurt Kidder. This report of the general counsel is to provide an update on the claim of for damages submitted by attorney Ernest Montanari on behalf of Deborah Mason. As you will recall, it was reported out of a closed session at the board's May 9th meeting that the board had taken action to deny the claim. It should be noted that independent of the board's action, the claim was deemed denied as a matter of law after the 45th day after it was submitted to the district. It should be also be noted that the claim for damages occurring more than 6 months prior to the date of submittal of the claim is untimely under the requirements of the Government Tort Claims Act. The claim rejection letter to Mr. Montanari in your board packet, which you all have, references the basis of denial of the claim. The claimant now has 6 months from the date of the rejection letter to pursue the matter against the district should she decide to do so. And that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Now going on to public communications. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda, but within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. A request to speak form should be submitted to staff prior to speaking. No action would be taken by the Board of Directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the board chair. And our first request to speak form is from Duke Dunham. Thank you, sir.
Madam Chairperson, board members, staff, fellow community members, my name is Duke Dunham. I'm with the Ambrose Pittsburgh Lions Club. With me, I'm the secretary. With me tonight is my wife Terry, who's we're outgoing president. I'd like to take a minute to reflect on the relationship we've had with Ambrose Park and Rec through the years and the availability of your programs, and you always call us and we try to help you when we can. I'll take a second to tell you we're again having a membership drive, so hopefully when you call us we'll be able to do more and work with you. But that being said, our annual carnival was again successful this year, so I am here to present our check to you with our thanks for using the Clearland property. Let me see if I can get my button unbuttoned here.
That check, yes, sir.
Our check, and do I give it to this gentleman? All right. So once again, thank you very much for the use of the property for our annual carnival, which is one of our major fundraisers, which allows us to fund our scholarships and our glasses programs and our Christmas basket program and all those other things. And I say it from the heart that I understand you guys are really looking forward to selling the property, but I sure hope it's available for our carnival one more year next Easter. So thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Our next speaker is Rhea Laughlin from First Five or ECRG.
Good evening, board directors and staff. I'm Rhea. I'm with First Five Contra Costa, and I'm here to share with you some information about the funding and partnership opportunity that we've mentioned before for enhancements at Ambrose Community Park. And I understand there's been some questions and some confusion about this funding, so I'm here hoping that I can offer some information to clarify. We came before you last June with community recommendations for Ambrose Community Park and our Bay Point Parks assessment that included improved restrooms, water fountains, ADA play structure, as well as lighting. And recognizing that the district is stretched for resources for the requested improvements, First Five sought a grant opportunity to bring resources originally for the restroom project. First Five secured that grant, and ECRG, First Five secured the grant and ECRG shared the news with you at the December 2018 meeting, and I personally came before you to reiterate the great news of February earlier this year and invite the board to work together to invest those funds. Since it was confirmed recently that full funding is coming for the restroom rebuild, ideally, I'd like to still invite the board to work with First Five and the ECRG to invest these grant funds, but in other improvements at Ambrose, as I mentioned, in the water fountains or hydration stations, ADA improvements to the play structures, etc. A couple of things to note that are important about this opportunity. The funder of the project would be First Five Contra Costa, as we have secured the funds from Kaiser Permanente, and the grant agreement is between First Five and Kaiser. Our desire, however, is to partner with the board and the district to define and help fund a project, a community recommended improvement outlined in our Bay Point Parks report. We hope that the district would contribute funds to the project. The amount First Five would offer is $50,000. Our hope is to receive a match. However, we're open to negotiating the amount of that match. The project would need to be complete or at least close to completion by October of this year. And lastly, we would recommend setting up a committee or some series of meetings to establish an agreement and a plan for spending these funds as soon as possible in a way that's meaningful to all. I understand there's been some confusion or perhaps some caution to proceed with this opportunity. We are, however, now halfway through the grant cycle, and I am concerned that we may miss the opportunity to invest these funds in Bay Point if we don't act quickly. We do have a timeline, so if the board chooses not to partner with us for this opportunity, we would seek another city or jurisdiction to invest these funds. But our hope and our wish, of course, is for Bay Point children and families to benefit. So either way, I would appreciate an answer from the board sooner than later if you are interested in working together on this funding opportunity, so that First Five and the ECRG can move forward to invest these funds for children and families. I'm always open to questions, to further discussion. I realize the 3-minute public comment one-way period doesn't necessarily allow for a good dialogue, but I am available for questions if any other confusions arise about the grant, and I would appreciate some discussion and action on behalf of the board.
Thank you. Next speaker is Christine Clark from ECRG.
Good evening, board members. I'm Christine Clark, and I'm with ECRG, East County Regional Group. We are pleased to hear that you are more than likely moving forward with a plan to rebuild the Ambrose Community Restroom. And our understanding is that the goal for the restrooms is to be completed by 2020. And we hope this is a reality. The restrooms are in great need, and the community would be very grateful to see this accomplished. We're also excited to partner with First Five Contra Costa and the district to fund park enhancements at Ambrose Community Park, as outlined in the Bay Point Parks Assessment Report. As detailed in the report, and Rhea also mentioned, Bay Point residents request water fountains, hydration stations, ADA improvements to the play structure, and increased lighting. While we do understand that the board has done its own needs assessment, we hope that we can work together to address the community requests especially since there is funding and we engaged in a year-long community process to define these needs. We support the idea of the board forming an ad hoc committee with community input to define the project, the budget, and timeline for these additional improvements. Together, we can create a bright future for Ambrose Park. Thank you for your attention, and please keep in mind that we do continue to offer to work in partnership. And if you can please put it on the agenda or establish a special committee to move this forward. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Ali Sofka, did I pronounce that correctly?
You did. Thank you.
From Healthy and Active.
Thank you. Good evening. My name is Ali Usilka, and I'm the director of Healthy and Active Before Five. We are a local nonprofit that advances health equity for young children and their families. And we've been partnering with First Five and the ECRG and others to assess and improve parks in Bay Point since 2017. We are also excited to hear that funding is close to being available for the Ambrose Park restrooms, and that conversations are taking place for how to spend the outside grant funds to implement recommendations outlined in the community assessment. We were surprised to see that none of these items were placed on the agenda for open discussion at tonight's meeting. We all understand that planning public construction projects is a slow and complicated process, but it is in everyone's interest to act on these opportunities quickly, especially for the children and families who are eager and ready to help this park reach its full potential. It is our hope that these projects move forward with transparency and ample opportunities for residents to be engaged in the process and stakeholders to stay informed. We agree that it would be good to see an ad hoc committee established with representation from the board as well as the community to plan for the use of grant funds. For the bathrooms, we look forward to open public dialogue so that we can have a project that meets residents' needs and can be completed by next spring. Placing these items on next month's agenda would go a long way towards keeping these projects moving and keeping the Bay Point community informed and engaged with these exciting developments. Thank you for your time and support, and we look forward to celebrating an improved Ambrose Park with you all next year.
Thank you, Ali. And our last speaker is Patricia Aguiar. From ACE.
There should be another one in there.
Oh, was there somebody else?
Everybody. Steve, Eva, Trina, and everybody else, and everybody in the public. I am Patricia Yar. I live here in Bay Point for the last 16 years. I am an ACE member, and I'm very supportive of the First Five. And I think that we've been coming here at least 4 months, asking to put the restrooms in the agenda, and it's not been happening. I heard the good news that at least they're working on it to see the project, but according to what the First Five just said, it's a time limit. Please do your best to not lose the opportunity to receive that fund, you know, and for the children of Bay Point and the youth of Bay Point. We want this town to be as good as everybody else. And we're really trying to push as hard as we can. And we are very open to hear what you have to say to us. Make it public, put it in the agenda, and please work on it. Thank you.
Thank you. And I apologize, we have one more speaker, Deborah Pope. Sorry,
you
got glued with the other one.
It's all right. Good evening, and to the Ambrose Park board members. My name is Deborah Polk, and proud member of the East County Regional Group. I also just wanted to say congratulations on your retirement. For some reason, I thought you had retired about a year ago, but now I guess it's official. And let me just say, life begins again. Okay, at retirement. So we're delighted to speak to you this evening and anxiously await your approval of the new and improved Ambrose Park restrooms. As a group that values and advocates for healthier and more equitable communities, we acknowledge the importance of safe and usable restrooms at Ambrose Park. Regarding the Kaiser grant, earlier mentioned in a meeting with Supervisor Glover, he suggested forming an ad hoc committee comprised of Amherst Park Board members, ECRG members, and First Five. This committee could develop a proposal to enhance the park by utilizing a $50,000 grant with matching funds from Amherst. I also speak in support of the ad hoc committee formation with community participation. The deadline for the grant is fast approaching, and it would be unfortunate for Bay Point residents to lose these readily available monies for improvements at Amherst Park. It is my understanding that the target completion date for the bathroom project is May 2020. We look forward to celebrating these renovations with the Park Board, ECRG, and most importantly, the children and families of Bay Point. Please put this on the agenda or establish a special committee to move this forward. Thank you.
Okay, now to board matters. Individuals wishing to speak on items included on this agenda should first fill out and submit a request to speak form to be recognized by the chair. Please address the board and limit your comments with specific item being discussed at that time. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers, and we don't have any board matters. For public hearing, we would like to open the public hearing to A, consider adopting the general operating budget for fiscal year 2019-2020. Would like to open the public hearing. Anyone can speak? Okay. Hearing none, do we have to make a vote on it? Okay, I need a motion.
Madam Chair, I make motion that we adopt the general operating budget for fiscal year 2019-2020.
Okay, I have a motion.
Second.
We have a second.
Okay, Director Garcia.
Aye.
Director Torlakson.
Aye.
Director Hoagland.
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia.
Aye.
Let the record show Director Hudson is absent.
Thank you very much. Now I open public hearing for letter B, public comments on 2019 engineer's report as presented by Community Economic Solutions.
Just to let you know that Chuck Crandall is here to answer any questions and to make a brief presentation on the assessment that we do on an annual basis.
Good evening to you all, and I want to say we're happy that the directors have agreed to say yes to that assessment district this year. And this has happened from 97, 98 to the present time to do that too. This is called the Emerald Packs Parks Assessment District, also Resurrection and for recreation. And this was an engineer's report, and it's been done many times now. But if there's anyone here that has a question regarding this report, we'd be glad to help you.
Any questions? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Madam Chair, first time we close the public hearing.
Okay, we're closing the public hearing.
Madam Chair, I make a motion that we approve the Amherst assessment for this next year, please.
I second it.
Okay. Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hoagland?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Hudson is absent.
We don't have any closed session at this time, so I'm opening up the meeting to each board member giving their report on committee assignments or make individual comments.
Madam Chair, thank you very much. I want to thank Roberto and Alfredo. As I told you when I was at the park that day, I have a silver car, you have a white car, they have a blue car person. But the excitement that I saw of the men and women that were there was infectious. It was quite a shock to walk into the park and look to the right, and in the what were tennis courts, there were cars. And it was just the most exciting thing in the world to see that they had that much excitement and community involvement, that they were, that they had cars all the way back, far back. They did an amazing job. The weather didn't cooperate. Sorry, the weather didn't cooperate, but you know, it's Bay Point, so you get the weather you get. But thank you guys very much. Please, please, please come back. Hopefully by next year we can have a bathroom that'll be brand spanking new and a snack bar, so we can get, take your money. And I'll tell you that that will make me happy, because right now I think that I'm supporting the snack bar at the pool. Thank you guys very much, Alfredo and Roberto. It was a great job, clean, well attended. The people were inclusive, even for someone who thinks his car is blue, you know. So thank you very much for being there this year. I am telling the general manager that I am single-handedly, I think, funding the pool snack bar this year, and you're welcome. I can tell you every day when they bring home the multiple dollars that are spent by the Hoaglands that I never get it. But Lori and I are going to have a conversation about the fact that she's in my wallet. Thank you very much for the pool, and the staff's doing a great job. Mary Jane, we have been blessed to have you for a very long time. I can't believe, with all that we put you through, that you look as well put together as you do, because that should have driven most people to the farm, and that you have not been pushed to the farm just says exactly how amazing you've been. Thank you very much for working with the board. Thank you for working for the community, and we will miss you, but your replacement will do a great job. And so on behalf of me and my family, thank you for all you've done for Amber.
Thank you. You're very welcome. Thank you, Director Holland. Director Garcia?
Yeah, thank you, Mayor Jane, for all your hard work. I've worked in this center for as long, not as long as you've been here.
Close.
But you were always the friendly face. You were always been the quiet one. But whenever I needed anything, you were always there. I also thank you for leading the budget committee, which I've been on forever. I learned so much from you, and I appreciate you explaining things the way you do. So you made these meetings bearable when I thought I was going to hate coming to these things, but thank you. I also want to say thank you for the whole staff for all this happening in the center. Like I said, I work here, so I see the excitement of people coming in for a career center, trying to find out where is the polo class, or where is the basketball thing? Today, I don't know what they were doing, but they were little girls. They would, the salsa teachers come in every Tuesday when I'm here in the evening and wore a pin, and then they bring it back. I mean, it's really nice to see so much activity going on in the center. I hope to God that we get funding to continue running the pool center. I will see, hate to see it go. I love the kids that come in. Again, many years ago, a friend of mine who happens to be Latin American, who happens to be one of those families that want to keep their child at home forever, and the girl wanted to go to college and wanted to go away. Well, in our Latin families, they don't do that. You know, they stay at home with mom and dad. Well, this one young lady, she graduated from Stanislaus about 6 years now, and I see her come and participate, helping with the teens till today. I see pictures of Randy and two more, little by little. You know, he's the one that's doing this. He inspires these kids to go to college and to and come back to the community. So I'm hoping to see these two girls that I don't know. So thank you to Randy. Thank you to Zakia for leading those kids. I see them play tag here and in the time they spend together. So I really do think that we have it. We have a little bit of everything here. We have the senior center, we have the teen center, we have the little kids, we have the dancers. And it's all because staff, leadership. So thank you. Again, please pass it on. That's all.
Director Lopez,
I would like to thank you so much, Ms. Mary Jane, that you did help me a lot and had me also learn a lot too about Ambrose and what's going on here and what isn't going on here. And altogether, you and Mr. Duck have totally made this place really shine. And I really am proud. I'm proud of our parks that I pass by and they're all nice and clean. And since you took that table out of Anua Park, oh my goodness, the homeless aren't there anymore. The children can come and eat and play. I pass by other parks, and they are clean. They are nice. I am really, really proud of us. And I'll take a walk up here and walk around here. I see the kids playing out there in the grass. And, you know, I do see the homeless. And, you know, I do give them bags of lunches and stuff like that because they're hungry, too. But they're not as bad as I went to Pittsburgh. Some of those people scare you. They really do scare you. But they're all very respectful. And I've gotten to know quite a few of them. And they're very, very nice. They're not bad people at all. They just lost their home and their job and they're lost. And it happens. But I know that every time that we do put on anything here for them, we never shut them away. We always ask them, do you need clothes? What do you need? And the doors are always open. And that's one thing about Ambrose. The door is open. You need help, ask for it. Because there will always be somebody here to help you. And that's what I like about working on here. And that's the reason why I became a member of the Ambrose Park and Rec. And I've learned so much, and I'm still learning. And I just hope to make our parks, our community, to be so nice. And even with that pool, it's gorgeous. You can't even find a parking there. You have not, every time I go there, I can't find parking. So I guess I'll have to catch the bus up and walk over and catch the bus back, but it's okay. But I really have to say, I'm really, really proud of everything that you've worked with the ladies on here. Thank you.
Thank you.
No, that's it.
Thank you to the staff as well, and thank you for bringing your group here. Please come back. We promise you a better weather next year.
I wanted to thank the board for letting us do the event there. Thanks, Doug, and Lori's not here. Say thank you, but thank you guys, and we look forward to working with you guys again in the future and keep helping the community.
Thank you. And also, Mary Jane, when I started here, I was a rascal. I know that. I asked a lot of questions and all that, and she would respond to me very nicely, and she kept there, and, you know, I'm happy that you finally get the time to retire. I wonder, because you're one of the pillars of this center and this district, if we will all stumble down or whatever, but you've trained Jessica well, and I know that she'll be there asking you questions if needed, and of course the general manager will always be there to help us. On my end, I'm so impressed with all the recreational activities that I've seen, because I'm always on Facebook, and so I see all these announcements and people saying they're tagging their friends, telling them, hey, you got to find out about this, and you know the amount of reaction from people from the community going to those classes is just great. And the polo, I mean, water polo, who would think that we would even have water polo in Ambrose? So it's really amazing. So thank you so much for all your good work. On that end, I would like to ask for a motion to adjourn.
I'm going to give you a turn.
Second.
Director Garcia?
Doesn't take a roll call vote. a voice vote.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Good for you. And.